Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move. I'm hesitating and I'm nervous, but that one word just feels like it's gonna be alright. I can make it through the night. Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say, I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. You gonna pick a reading and number?
Take vengeance on the Midianites for the Israelites. After that, you'll be peace to your people.
So Moses, wait a minute. Here were you doing the reading?
Yeah.
Okay, we had numbers 31 and 32.
31, 32?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So we have been planning together in the life. Also, being that right
now, the Lord into Canaan call, but the prophet of the hand will be on the side of the Lord. Then Moses gave to the Reubenite and the tribe of Manasseh, son of Joseph, the king of Sodom, king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, the whole land with the cities and the territory around them. The Gadites built up Gibeon, Astaroth, Ara, Kephan, Jazer, Jogbelah, Beth, Golan, as fortified cities, and built tents for their fellows. And the Reubenites rebuilt Hezron, Eleth, and Kitron, as well as Nebo and Ben-Sibonah. They give names to the cities they rebuilt. The descendants of Ephraim, son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, captured it, and drove out Amorites who were there. So Moses gave Gilead to the Machirites, the descendants of Manasseh, and they settled there. There, a descendant of Manasseh captured their settlement and called them Habbah-Jarrah. And Nobah captured Kenneth and its surroundings to the settlement and called it Nobah after himself. Amen.
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 All righty. Let me do a roll call and see if you had any more callers to us. Give me just a moment. Alrighty. We have we have Auntie Carrie. We have Mom.
Yes.
We have Loretta. Good evening, Loretta.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All righty.
For this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellon Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line.
Alrighty. Lord, thank you for this time you've given me to open your word and discover who you are. Thank you that you don't leave us in the dark about who you are and what you are doing in the world, but that you have revealed yourself and your will through the Bible, your sacred words to us. Lord, I need wisdom as I read your word. You promised us in James 1:5 that we only have to ask for wisdom to receive it. Lord, please give us your wisdom now as we approach your word. Help us discern the truth of this text. Help us not rely on our own understanding. Thank you, God, for the clarity, encouragement, and hope your word brings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
We did have another caller join. Is that Auntie Dot?
Auntie Dot.
Yeah.
Hey,
good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, well, let's get started with our program. We're going to start with Auntie Carrie.
Okay, I'm reading from Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we, that we are dead to sin, live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as we were baptized with Jesus Christ were baptized unto his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by the baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of his Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dies no more. Death had no dominion over him. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Carrie, out of Romans. Next we'll have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of the red book. Can they hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
For wisdom. The word of God is very clear on asking for wisdom. Wisdom, true wisdom, comes from God. Jesus is wisdom and ability that declared in his word in 1:30. Of him who are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God's word to ask for his wisdom. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask from God, who give to all liberty and without report, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubt. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. So let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. James 1:5-8 says, so go boldly to the throne of grace through the precious blood of Jesus Christ and ask for wisdom. Call out for wisdom, and his promise to you is that our Heavenly Father will give it to you. Amen.
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 That reading, Mom. Next, we have Loretta.
Yes, my reading is from the Upper Room. The Real Promised Land. Dog tired, I stumbled off a cross-country bus and into a cheap hotel long after midnight. I was 18 years old, and all that I owned was my backpack. When dawn broke, I gazed out of the window in the Rocky Mountains for the first time. I was sure I had found my promised land, so different from the home I had fled. I was desperate for a new beginning away from the brokenness of my youth. Instead, I found the same parallels I had left behind. Broken relationship, drug abuse, alcoholism. In my misery, I cried out to the Lord. I was led to work for a godly woman who prayed for me and taught me to love the Bible. When I accepted Christ as my Savior 30 years ago, he began to heal me and gave me hope. In reading the Bible, I learned to live in new ways that brought honor to God and health to my soul. Sometimes walking away from our problems seems like the answer, but the problems follow us until we learn how to listen to God. We notice how God instructed the wandering Israelite to be strong and courageous and to meditate on the laws and to live by its guidance. When I, too, learn how to obey God by reading the Bible and praying, for God's promises are true. Those who meditate on God's words find the right path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for the reading, Loretta. Next, we have Sister Kelly. We have Sister Shirley.
Yes, I'll be coming from Psalms 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angels of the Lord encamped round about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen.
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 Amen. Man, thank you for that reading out of Psalm, Sister Shirley. Okay. Next, you know what? I think I'll go next. Okay. The title of my reading is In Everything, Have Faith in God. Today is the day to keep on having faith in God. In everything, have faith in God's love and wisdom at work in your life. In everything that has already occurred, choose to have faith and know that God's presence were active. In everything happening in this moment, have faith that God is present and in control of all details. In thoughts of the future, again, take hold of the idea. In everything, I have faith in God. Amen.
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 Well, thank me for my prayer. Next, I go to Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out the book of Luke, chapter 1, starting at verse 68. To praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because of his visit and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophet long ago. Now we will be saved from our enemies and from all who hate us. He has been merciful to our ancestors by remembering his sacred covenant, the covenant he swore with an oath as our ancestor Abraham. We have been rescued from our enemies so we can serve God without fear, in holiness and in righteousness, for as long as we live. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiving of their sin. Because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide us to the path of peace. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we'll have Hubert.
I'm coming out of the book of Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the waters. Who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to an idol or swear by what is false, he will receive blessing from the Lord and victory from the Lord. Such is the generation of those who seek him. Seek your face, O God, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, for the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of Glory. Amen.
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 Thank you, Hubert, for that reading of the psalm. Right?
Amen.
Next, we have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 42, verse 12 through 16. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the isles. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, roar, he shall prevail against the enemy. I have long time holding my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountain and hill and dry up all their herds. I will make the river island, and I will dry up the pool, and I will bring the blind by a way that they do not. I will lead them in a path that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. Amen.
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 Not for that reason. Okay, that brings us to. That brings us to the part of our program where I'm going to turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the work that you are doing for Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Betty, Mother May, Auntie Waleen, Sister Angela and family, Sister Cheryl and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, the Allen family, the Leitler family, the Verna family, the Hurd family, the Lowe family, Carlos and the Wells family, Lenny and family, the Cody family, LaTanya and family, the Moore family, the Williams family, the Thomas family, the Ross family, the Moody family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Charlie and family, the McClure family, SMA and family, the Simmons family, the Franklin family, Ruth Edwards, Jarrell and family, Vanessa and family, the Peters family, Marianne and family, the Brown family, Freddie and family, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, Eric, and anyone else that we're not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, and we thank you for the blood, for the blood still has power. And we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we pray that you give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Blessing of the sick and shut-in letter. Next, we will have acknowledge our birthdays for this week, and we're talking about March 17th through March the 23rd. Now, I do have John Dimmons the second on the 21st of March.
Yes.
Is that correct? All righty. And we have Isaiah on the 23rd.
Yes.
And Michelle. And Michelle on the 23rd. I also have Rest His Soul Dwight was on the 24th of March. Dwight Thomas.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right. All right.
Grandmama was yesterday.
I just found out, what's her name? That
Minnie.
Miss Minnie. Grandma Minnie's birthday was on the 16th of March.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Bless her soul. All righty. Okay. Well, I think we will have Hubert. You sing the birthday song for us today?
Amen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
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 And hallelujah.
All right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and move on to the program, to the part where we talk about poems or songs or testimonies. Or more Bible verses, whichever you choose. If you don't do anything, just say pass when I get to your name. Let's start off. My list. Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm also calling out the Red Book, Joe Back, Claire. Heavenly Father, I call on you, the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, and that I may not cause pain.
Father God, I ask you to grant me what I have requested, just as you did for Jobab, according to 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading that he done out of the Word Book. Okay. Next we have Loretta.
Okay, my reading is from Joel Osteen. The title is Filter Your Thoughts. And you can get the reading out of Psalms 101. Did you know that what you think determines the direction and quality of your life? The Bible encourages us to think on things that are pure, wholesome, and of good report. In order to think on the right things, it is important that you filter what you watch, read, and listen to. Don't let the enemy slowly deceive you into lowering your standards and desanitizing you to what is good and pure. Don't let him have a single opportunity to pull you down by watching or being involved in things that are questionable. Remember, you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Fill your thoughts with the promises of God found in his word, promises of peace, joy, freedom, promises of safety, deliverance, provision, promises of future and of hope that are only found through Jesus Christ. As you fill your thoughts with God's words, victory will come alive in every area of your life. Amen.
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 For that reading, Loretta. Awesome. Okay. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King, yeah. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you for that song, Auntie Betty. All righty. Next we have Mother.
Well, I'm coming out of Matthew 24 and 40. And the subject said the greatest commandment. Many people don't mind giving God a little, and some are willing to give him a bit more. Others are even willing to give him a great deal. But God commands us to give him all, everything, not just all of our headache, heartache, upheaval, and sorrow,
God wants our gifts, talents, and patience, skills, and will. When we bring them all, when we bring him our all, he will do for us what he did with two fishes and five loaves of bread. He blessed us and multiplied what he has and what we give. He bestowed purpose and meaningful upon our lives. He's called us to be men among men and women among women. Amen.
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 Mother? Oh, okay. Next, with Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm going to read Matthew 28, 16 through the end. The 11 disciples went away to Galilee into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Dr. Matthews, Auntie Carrie. Next, we have Hugh.
Prayer book in Psalm 67 prayer. I know, Lord, that all my happiness comes from your mercy. So I pray that you be merciful to me. I ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon me. Pardon me from all of my sins, God. I need your grace and blessing. Everything that I have, everything that I need, come from you and you alone. Most of all, I need you. I need to know you. I need to have the light of your face shine on me. So, Father, show grace to me. Bless me abundantly and help me to remember that you give your blessing that I might be a blessing to others. Lord, show me your way that I might humbly teach your way to others. Thank you, Lord, for my life now and for eternity that I might give my life the salvation of others. Father, help me to not look so intently on the gifts you have given me that I will no longer seek your face. Help me to not cling to my blessing so tightly that I cannot open my hand to give to others. Help me to trust your sufficiency, your abundance, and that whatever is for your glory is utterly for my good and no matter the cost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Hubert, for that reading. Give me just a second, guys. I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Alrighty. Where would I go but then your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do with life? Where would I go? How would I handle All that I know, I said, I can ask. And I'm for sure. You know my end, Lord. I'm just a God. You know my heart. I need you. I need you.
Where would I go? Where would I go?
Your hand holding me. How could I live without you? I could not see. What would I do tonight? Where will I go? How would I handle me? All that I know, myself again. I felt so short. You know my end. From the first, you know my heart. I need you.
Coming down this week, and we want her to have a safe trip. Pray for a safe trip, please.
Traveling mercy. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I also have a traveling mercy for me and Tawana.
Say what?
Did you pray?
Where are you going?
Murder beat. You can't hear me.
Oh. Okay.
No, I didn't hear.
I didn't understand.
Auntie Dot, we didn't hear your prayer request.
I also need y'all prayer, and I was trying to meet Tawana. It's going down to Murder Beat Thursday.
Uh-huh.
It's been a couple of days, and we're going around to see Brittany and coming back to Augusta. So we need all your prayers.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Uh-huh. You have something to say?
Huh?
Did you, were you
going to
say something?
Oh, yes. I was going to say that my backup friends helped me out last week. And we would just like to delegate some parts to some people if they don't mind.
Okay.
Let's see here. Last week, Sister Shirley read Numbers. So do anyone want to take on that for next week? Don't everybody speak at the same time. Just one person.
I read Numbers.
Okay. I'll take it on.
I heard somebody. Huh?
You put, I'll take it on.
That's Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Okay. Auntie Carrie going to do Numbers next week.
Okay, where we start from? Numbers what?
You're going to have to...
We start from Numbers 33.
Chapter 1 and verse what?
Chapter 33. Starting at the beginning.
Okay.
Auntie Carrie have Numbers, okay? Andrew, any other parts you want to dibble out? I gave out everything last week. Bless the prayer line. I did the sick and shut-ins, and someone else did the closing prayer, so we gave out three more parts. Anybody want to do the blessing of the prayer line? Let's see.
I would take a part, but Hazel told me she's going to be here Sunday, so I don't know how it's going to work out, so I won't take that one this week.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see. And Auntie Dot, you won't be here next week either, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, I guess we good, unless somebody wants to do the closing prayer.
I may be driving, so I won't take a part.
Okay.
Who is that?
Shirley.
Mr. Shirley, I'm going out of town next week too.
Okay, so we have Auntie Carrie, praise the Lord, doing Numbers next week. And we'll just fill in the other parts. And just think about it going forward. We just want to share this episode or program with everyone. Everyone get a chance to do something, okay?
Amen.
So we're ready for the closing prayer. If you will bow your heads. Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you that we can live in your light and walk in your truth. May the things that you have revealed and thoughts that we have shared today just build in our hearts and stir us to action. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, and our schools and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night. And don't forget to pray for Traveling Mercy, guys. We love you all.
Amen.
Good night. We love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.